Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast, sponsored by PayCademy.com. Revolut to migrate Irish customers to an Irish IBAN. Revolut has announced that the accounts of 2 million of its customers in Ireland will be migrated to an Irish IBAN number in the coming months. Seven banks team up to launch digital wallet. Wells Fargo, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, and four other banks have teamed up to launch a digital wallet that people can use to shop online. BNY Mellon partners Fiserv to expand real-time FX rate quotes. BNY Mellon has partnered with B2B financial marketplace Fiserv to expand real-time FX rate quotes for payments from U.S. financial institutions. Stripe, Amazon expand partnership to boost e-commerce. Amazon and global payments processor Stripe have signed an agreement to expand their partnership to broaden the former's use of Stripe's core payments platform. Walmart to launch Walmart Business with time-saving tools. U.S.-based multinational retail corporation Walmart has recently announced the launch of Walmart Business, an e-commerce site and customer experience aimed to help SMEs and nonprofit customers. UK government reviews regulations for payment services and card interchange fees. Hum Treasury has published a call for evidence on Payment Services Regulations 2017, PSRs 2017, and a post-implementation review of Payment Card Interchange Fee Regulations 2015. Value Partners Simple for BNPL Offering. Egypt-based Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL, Platform Value has partnered FinTech Simple to enable its customers to pay with interest-free, 3-month payment plans across retail partners and merchants. Anyfin secures €30 million in a Series C funding round. Sweden-based fintech Anyfin has secured €30 million in a Series C funding round and plans to improve its product offering. Indonesian e-commerce platform Blibli hires Vesta for payment security. U.S.-based transaction guarantee platform Vesta has announced its partnership with Blibli, an Indonesian omni-channel commerce and lifestyle ecosystems, to increase approval rates through its payment guarantee product. Universal Digital Payments Network launches in Davos. China-based Red Date Technology has partnered Germany-based GFT and Japan-based Toko to develop and launch the Universal Digital Payments Network. Marion King takes over chair at Open Banking Implementation Entity. The former president of MasterCard UK and Ireland, Marion King, has been appointed to succeed Charlotte Crosswell as chair and trustee of the Open Banking Implementation Entity. German antitrust watchdog investigates PayPal. PayPal is being investigated by Germany's antitrust regulator for possibly obstructing rivals and restricting price competition. ECB contemplates development of a basic digital euro app. The European Central Bank is considering a new digital euro app, which would include basic payment functionalities and create a standardized approach to connecting end users to intermediaries. Amex exec Rupert Bedell joins Paysend as head of marketing. One of the UK's most experienced financial services marketers, Rupert Bedell has joined Paysend as the chief marketing officer, completing Paysend's Exco lineup. Deco appoints Daniel Lee as first dedicated head of consumer product. Deco, the multi-lender buy now pay later, BNPL, platform, has appointed Daniel Lee as head of consumer product. Bitfinex becomes first customer for Tap Global Cards as a service platform. Tap Global Group PLC, AQSE. Tap, the regulated crypto app bridging the gap between traditional finance and blockchain technology, is pleased to announce the launch of its CaaS Cards as a Service, B2B product. The product, with leading global cryptocurrency exchange Bitfinex as the first client for this new service. Worldline contributes to Tokenize Europe 2025 report. Worldline, Euronext, WLN, a global leader in payment services, has participated in the compilation of the report entitled Tokenize Europe 2025. Initiative aims to drive tokenization. Trustly Pay-ins go live on Nordnet. Trustly, the global leader in open banking payments, is proud to announce a strategic partnership with Nordic Digital Platform for Savings and Investments, Nordnet. Cryptocurrency options exchange Deribit selects Aventis for trade surveillance platform. Aventis, a leading global provider of multi-asset class trade surveillance and market risk solutions, announced today that cryptocurrency derivatives exchange Deribit has selected the firm's Validus platform to provide market abuse monitoring on the exchange. Clearstream and Vermeg team up on STP collateral management system. Clearstream and software provider Vermeg are joining forces to provide a unique and fully-fledged STP collateral management solution connected to the Eurosystem Collateral Management System, ECMS. How to implement effective and innovative cross-border payment strategies. As the economy becomes increasingly global, businesses are sending and receiving payments to and from a multitude of countries. Metro Bank enters vehicle financing market. Metro Bank has announced it is entering the vehicle financing market in the UK with the launch of a digital car loan product. Trustly, Nordnet partner to enable pay-ins for retailer investors. Global payments platform for digital A2A transactions, Trustly, has announced a new strategic partnership with Sweden-based platform for savings and investments, Nordnet. Asialink partners with Lazada, Shopee to boost payments network. Philippines-based finance company Asialink has teamed with e-commerce platforms Lazada and Shopee to offer an easier way for clients to pay their loans, according to a recent statement. Deloitte partners Marqeta to provide new payment solutions. Deloitte has partnered card issuing platform Marqeta to provide new payment solutions and support payment modernization for banks and fintechs. SIVA Bank introduces new crypto offering. Switzerland-based SIVA Bank, a FINMA-regulated, licensed digital assets bank, has announced the launch of a new crypto banking offer for its clients. Chris Davies, former president of Global Payments, joins Fireboard. Chris Davies, who recently retired as president, Europe of Global Payments, has joined the board of Fire. Pismo turns to SumSub for ID verification. Managing compliance risks can feel intimidating, especially because identity crime and fraud attempts jumped by 36% in 2021 relative to 2020, according to the Identity Theft Resource Center. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. We hope to see you tomorrow.